Christmas is a very traditional time, and lots of families have many traditions that they associate with Christmas, whether that's opening presents, buying a tree, going to a particular church service or carol service. And because of the narrow window, if you like, there becomes quite a lot of importance attached to attending those things in a particular arrangement or with the children. And because of that narrow window, there can be quite a lot of competition, if you will, for the children to be with their parents during that period, which, because that opportunity might just seem to occur once and pass, it does make it particularly difficult to come to arrangements at Christmas. The best advice is to talk to each other if you can. I'd also say the best advice is to try and discuss these things as soon as possible. Otherwise, what might happen is that people just assume that what's always happened in the past will happen again, and that isn't necessarily the case. The other person might have made another assumption, and then a week before you suddenly discover that you've both got different ideas about what's likely to happen. So the best advice is to talk to each other and try to talk to each other early. I'd also say it's important to remember that it is about the children, and it's what's best for the children, and ensuring that the children can have time with both of their parents at Christmas. And you need to bear that in mind as well when trying to make arrangements with a former partner.